B-Pod Studios.
We have told you about numerous creatures, sightings, whether it be a chupacabra, whether it be a skunk monkey, whether it be the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, we've had everybody on this show that tell you about all that kind of stuff. And there's something out there now that I guess has been around for a while, a hideous creature around Point Pleasant, West Virginia, called Mothman.
You know what they say about West Virginia, don't you?
What do they say?
Almost heaven.
Oh, that's right. And we've got an expert to come on the air with us about Mothman. Just a book just released yesterday, as a matter of fact, called Mothman and Other Curious Encounters. And he's on the phone with us right now. And that is, in fact, Lauren Coleman. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi, good to be with you.
Now, you just had the book out. How long have you known about Mothman?
Well, Mothman came about in 1966-67. I've been involved with these kinds of cases for 41 years, so I knew about it when it came out.
So are you a believer or are you a debunker?
I'm an investigative reporter. I wouldn't say I didn't necessarily believe or debunk. I accept that people, over 200 people, have had sightings in the Point Pleasant area, especially during those years, 66 to 67. They feel like they've really seen something.
Now, Point Pleasant, describe this. Is it a rural town?
Is it in what they call a holler?
Yeah, is it in the hills?
No. Point Pleasant is right on the Ohio River. I was actually there over the weekend.
Good people there, right?
There's about 6,000 people. It's the main street is about 3 blocks long, and it's a pretty rural site. It's a
But would you describe these people as backwoods believers in like voodoo and other little things and witches and all that kind of stuff?
No, mostly country and western music, beer and hunting.
And, of course, Mothman.
And Mothman. For some of these people, Mothman is still very frightening to them. I interviewed some of the original witnesses all over again, and they're very scared.
Now, describe this because I'm reading the press release about it. Now, Mothman, is this something? Is some kind of thing like a Bigfoot or a Yeti, or is it some kind of supernatural thing like an alien?
Well,
what is it?
It's hard to pigeonhole. A lot of people think that it's nothing more than a giant owl.
A giant owl.
A giant owl that hasn't been discovered yet. Some people...
This would be an owl that's about 6 feet tall.
Right, 6 feet tall with huge red glowing eyes and wings that are the size of a road. There's other people like John Keel who wrote the book The Mothman Prophecies, and his whole theory is that these are demons, that they're sort of otherworldly creatures that kind of pop in.
Well, you know what, and I'm still trying to picture what kind of people these are. I mean, if you watch, and I hate to use this as an example, but it's a good one. If you watch an old episode of the Andy Griffith Show, when the Darlins would come in out of the hills, if they saw an owl upside down, or that meant some great tragedy was going to happen, everybody who had a halfway decent brain would know, come on, it's the Darlins up in the hills with their old little beliefs, and I'm seeing West Virginia here, and Mothman coming on the verge of a disaster because they see an owl that they describe as 6 feet tall, and that there's going to be some kind of terrible thing happening.
Well, these were police officers, these were National Guard individuals, they were mayors of cities, you know, credible witnesses all the way to housewives and, your barefoot cousin. So it was everybody in the community was touched by this. And so you've got a wide spectrum of people. Of course, they're not back in the hills. This is a resort town it's on hard times.
Ah, so they might be doing this for tourism?
No, they actually, when I went there, they don't even have any souvenirs. They have no bumper stickers. There's no little toys of Mothman. They have not taken advantage of this. If anything, this movie, which is coming out at the end of the month.
Yeah, then now you said, that, and just to bring people up to date, there's apparently somebody has put together a movie for this thing, and you're kind of worried about this movie coming out, that it's going to turn this nice, pleasant little town in West Virginia into like a zoo.
Well, they're not ready for it, and it's going to turn Point Pleasant into Roswell, and they're just not at all prepared. There's not even a sign on the beginning of the the town that says home of Mothman, and you know, people are going to show up and they're going to try to find where Mothman is, and they're going to be falling into the rivers, and it's going to be a disaster.
Well, explain to us, Mothman, what did Mothman do? Why are people scared of Mothman?
Yeah, what did Mothman do to get such a bad rep?
Mothman terrified people. It would appear in the dark. There's an area called the TNT area where dynamite was stored during World War II, and teenagers would go out there to, you know, to neck and drink and different things like that, and then slowly, from the 50s into the 60s, those same teenagers would go back out there and drag race.
And drop acid.
And drop acid, and then now they're smoking crack.
Well, I don't think, maybe marijuana might be a problem there, but I don't think LSD really hit this community, especially in 1965 and 66.
Uh-huh.
So these people out there, they're just, you know, running around in their cars, and all of a sudden, there's this whole old power plant, and they're coming around a corner, and this gigantic creature is standing over to the side of the road, red glowing eyes, with wings the size of, you know, two men next to it, mm-hmm. and they're scared to death.
But what's he doing?
Is he
looking at him going, boogie, boogie, boogie?
Is he going and grabbing one of those drag racing cars and throwing them off a cliff?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So they look at him, they get in their cars, and they take off. All of a sudden, they're driving down 100 miles an hour. They look out their back window, and here's Mothman right over their car.
Flying, chasing
them all the way to the city limits of Point Pleasant, scaring them to death.
This is an incredible story.
And it happens over and over and over again for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Did anybody just kind of stand up and go, hey, Mothman, what's your deal? Because you know they got guns out there in the hills.
Yeah, they got. And why don't you know these people just shoot them?
Because Mothman just sounds like a bully. If you stood up to him, it'd be fine.
There were reports that people shot towards them and the bullets didn't do anything. There were reports that these creatures killed dogs, but never hurt humans.
Just scare them.
Just scared them to death, you know, so that there's people there that are still shaking.
And Mothman will lay low until it's almost like a signal that something bad is going to happen.
Well, why the movie's called The Mothman Prophecies is because Mothman began to be experienced as a banshee. At the end of the 13 months, the Silver Bridge over the Ohio River completely collapsed, killing 46 people. Individuals looked back on their nightmares, they looked back on Mothman, and people no longer wanted to talk about Mothman.
When was the last, I mean, you've done research on this and you're an expert, when was the last sighting of Mothman?
Well, the last sighting in Point Pleasant that people will talk about was in the 60s. Other people in Pennsylvania and nearby Ohio have seen creatures like this.
So you're saying, I'm trying to understand. So this is not just in this town. There could be a Mothman flying all over, say, the mid to upper Northeast.
Well, in my book, what I really look at is the precursors of Mothman and how other creatures around the United States really are kind of overlap with the Mothman story. Mothman, because of the name, everybody wants to make fun of Mothman, and also because it happened in this one community.
Sure.
But there's stories like Mothman all over the country.
Possibly related to the Jersey Devil?
Well, the Jersey Devil is another local name. The more general name that people sometimes label these are Thunderbird or Giant Owls or even Big Hoot is another one.
Big Hoot.
Because of the whole owl.
So it looks like an oversized owl.
It certainly does, yes.
Clawed feet, feathers, wingspan, not like a bat wing, but like a bird wing.
Right.
And the glowing eyes. Now, let me ask you, in your research, and it might be in the book, have you had experts come on that have found either fossils or something of a giant-sized six-foot owl?
No, there's reports, there's fossil records from Cuba of an owl that was 4 feet tall, and that would have been a rather large bat.
Hey, but you know, over 30-some-odd years, the story stretches. The owl could have been 4 feet tall, and through telling stories and witnesses, suddenly it becomes a big six-footer.
Well, the mountain gorilla, when it was reported 100 years ago, people said it was 7 feet tall and it went around squeezing native girls to death. So we know that fantastic stories come out of real cases.
All right, so if people want to read about Mothman, your book just came out.
Right.
It's Mothman and Other Curious Encounters. What other curious encounters do you cover in the book?
The Flatwoods Monster in Flatwoods, West Virginia. I talk about chupacabras a little bit in conjunction with these, and also lizard men, which are pretty famous in the South.
Oh, you don't talk about our little creature down here,
the skunk ape.
Yeah, you don't talk about that, do you?
I talk about that in my other book, Mysterious America.
And what do you think about our little creature down here?
Oh, I think the skunk ape is pretty interesting. They've been around for 70 years, and I think there might be something there.
All right, Lauren, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Okay, great.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Lauren Coleman, Mothman expert.
Hello, this is Derek Smalls. You're listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96 K-Rock. Turn it up!
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I hope everybody had a good weekend. And you know what? It's our natural comment since we're on Monday. But the weekend is past for most people. They've just dealt with their Monday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hope you had a good weekend. That would have been okay to say at, you know.
Should I tell them?
9 o'clock. But now it doesn't matter. Your day's well into Monday, and I hope you're surviving a Monday. Thank you.
I absolutely hate it when this happens, and you only found out about it late last week. But all through last week, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either, Haney.
I was convinced we had today off. And then I think it was Thursday or Friday, I just in passing said, so we're off, right, Stan? We're all set up for Monday. We got the best of ready. And you look at me like I got three heads.
Yep.
And you were actually very patient. You, instead of yelling, which would be your first instinct, you paused and said, all right, Haney.
Mm-hmm.
And why would we have Monday off? What day would that be? I said, I don't know, Labor Day or something. Mm-hmm. No, that.
Labor Day is next month.
But I went through all last week thinking we had today off.
I know you did.
And when I found out we didn't, it crushed me.
I know, and I don't know where you got that in your head.
And it wasn't like guessing. I was convinced.
And I'll show you how convinced he was. He says it kind of like, oh, I was a little confused about it. No, Haney was adamant.
And oh, I made plans around the fact that I had Monday off.
He's looking at the calendar. And I'm sitting here just going to be on in 30 seconds, Haney. And he looks at me and he says, so we're all set for Monday. And I said,
not a doubt in my mind.
I said, set for Monday? Yeah, Labor Day. I said, Labor Day is next month. No, it's not. We're off on Monday. I said, unless they suddenly changed holidays, it's a regular day.
I don't know if it something in a dream or
it had to have been. Now I'm going to tell you now.
You
we do have Labor Day off, but that's next month.
But you know me well enough to know that this wasn't anything I was wishy-washy about.
No, you
I was convinced.
Set on it. Like, this is a Monday off because it's a holiday. And I'm like looking at you going, what are you talking about?
That's even worse than thinking today's Tuesday.
It is. That's pushing the week along. You're taking out a whole day in the week for you know, an extra 3-day weekend. What? No, it's not. How early next month is Labor Day. In September. That's
right.
That signals fall. We're still in the shank of summer.
Well, maybe it's because
less than a month ago you were on vacation.
Maybe it's because it's fake football season.
My wife doesn't understand sports. I mean, she watches it because I watch it and it's on. And so she begins to pick up a few things.
And she pretends to be somewhat amused.
No,
by it.
No. She just sits quietly.
She doesn't complain, though.
No. And so I had over the weekend, because we're in August. I was watching the Yankees Red Sox. But I saw
the boys of summer.
Correct. But I saw on the grid the preseason game with the Dolphins and the Bucks was on at the same time. So she's sitting there, and I'm watching the Yankees and Red Sox, and she's thinking nothing of it. She knows it's summertime. I love the Yankees. And I said, you want to see something? Thinking that I was going to change the channel to some Lifetime thing. I said, you want to see something on the TV? Yes? What? I said, watch this. And I hit a recall to go to where the game was. She looks at the screen. She goes, is this live? I said, yeah. I said, football.
Because there's always the chance Stan might be watching a game from 75.
Oh, of course. She go, football? I said, yeah, preseason's underway now. I said, you realize that come the 1st of September, they're playing. That's just a few weeks away. These are preseason games, which the fans are paying full price for.
Oh, this is when they make their money, yeah.
Yes. She couldn't believe it. And it sometimes is in my head, boy, that's coming fast. That's fast. Should they be playing now? I don't think so. I associate the NFL with, you know, October, November, December.
Yeah. Well, again, these games don't count. That's why I call it fake football season.
Yeah, full price tickets.
But, you know, when you ponder your life and think about how many things have changed, but you might also think about how things stay the same. Yesterday was my daughter's birthday.
Yes, it was.
And I was reminiscing with her because obviously she doesn't have the memory of it. And so I was going through in detail, as you know I do, and people just love it.
Yeah, they love it. I feel it now.
Yeah. My daughter loves me a lot, and we'll listen to the story from beginning to end.
Don't worry, honey. He's only here for a few hours. Yes. After that, we can go back to our regular lives.
Yes. I'm sure that
maybe I'll sit down and have a talk with her that I've known you for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm filling her in on all the details as to... She was born at Shands in Gainesville, and I was working in Ocala. All of my family was in Melbourne at that time. So as soon as she went on, I said, you got to remember, we didn't have internet or cell phones, so I had to make a long-distance call.
Yeah. Yeah. They find it all odd.
Yeah.
That's what you had to do.
And I said... Your grandmother, grandfather, aunts, and uncles, they were all... I don't know how they got there that fast. I mean, it was like almost immediately they were there. And I said, and then we were all sitting around. By then, your mother had been moved into the room, and we were all passing you around. Very rarely did you go to the bassinet. You had people lined up to hold you. I said, and on the screen... In the hospital room, I held you in a rocking chair for a very long time. I was wearing my Miami Dolphins shirt, and on television was the first Dolphins game of the preseason.
Time flies, but yet it stays the same. But you mentioned no internet, nothing like that. However, both Haney and I didn't have our children in the days where... The guys could wait in the waiting room.
No, I was...
And pass out a cigar.
I was expected to work.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here Monday afternoon. Hope your day has gone at least halfway decently. We're going to have the audio grab bag here for you in just a second. Also coming up sometime today between now and 6 o'clock, a chance to qualify and get a key in our 96 Keys of Summer so that you will have a key that could start the Indian Scout Bobber 60 from Stew's. We're going to give you a chance to win today by playing a difficult game, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's difficult.
Is it difficult and unfair?
No, it's quite fair.
But
as a matter of fact, I'm going to go and allow you, because you're an expert at this, to help, if you can, with our players. We're going to play Stan's Name That Tune, but if you remember, and we've done this before, it is just notes on a keyboard, six notes. And you have to identify the song. Now, not all of these songs are rock songs. Some of them are, in the past year's, pop songs.
I'll agree. That's one of the more difficult ones.
It's going to be tough.
Because if I remember correctly, they do it on purpose without, like, the rhythm of the song.
It's just the
notes. Very basic.
And it's not easy. But we got a bunch of prizes. And then later on today, we're going to go and jump into the Wayback Machine. We're going to find out where we're going to go. Take a look at the Billboard Top 40 today, 40 through 36, for this week in a particular year. So we'll be doing that in a little while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some good ones.
Yes. Let's start things off with the audio grab bag. It's brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. This is, and I don't know if you're going to have this in your newscast or not, but I found the article pretty interesting. There is a new study that suggests that some people, you know, you always heard the thing, some people have a glandular problem if they want to lose weight and they really can't, they're just fat. There is a study that shows that people can be diet resistant, and they call it diet resistant obesity. You're a fat F. You diet, and it does absolutely nothing for you.
You were scared that was you for a minute.
Yeah.
Because it took a lot longer for the weight loss to kick
and
in.
And then it kicked in.
Than in the past.
Yep. So, you know, you might have this.
You've tried all the diets and nothing's worked.
All of them. Keto, Atkins, Weight Watchers, South Beach.
And now researchers say you're not alone.
Pass the tofu. Wait, what?
You've been diagnosed with diet-resistant obesity.
Diet-resistant obesity?
Yep. Apparently just changing your diet doesn't work.
Duh.
We wish we could say, now there's hope. But there really isn't.
So
start exercising and eating healthier.
Can't I just tell everyone I have diet-resistant obesity?
I wouldn't recommend...
Yeah, Pizza Palace? Give me a large double-stuffed meat lovers with extra cheese. Yeah, my doc says I got diet-resistant obesity.
Don't ask your doctor if diet-resistant obesity is right for you.
I'll have to live with it.
Let's see what else is going on.
This is not headline news. Cardi B posted a makeup-free selfie showing off a very thin mustache. Or as Justin Bieber calls that, a mustache. The CDC has stopped recommending social distancing. Terrible news for everyone who has a coworker with terrible breath. 90s band Collective Soul has a new album called Vibrating. The title track is named after what their agent's phone never does.
Oh.
And Ben Affleck turns 50 today. Don't tell Ben, but J-Lo's planning a surprise party where 50 friends will jump out from behind her butt. This is not headline news.
The Ford name in Canada is quite famous.
Yeah, and it's not because of Henry. Legendary, I would say.
Legendary. Doug Ford is the smart brother.
Relatively.
Yes.
Well, the other one died, didn't
he?
Yeah,
he did.
What was his name? I couldn't think of his name when I saw the incident you're reporting on.
What the heck was...
He was like the younger brother, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
he was younger brother and very prominent in Canadian politics and was a crack addict.
Yeah, liked to party.
And loved to party. But his brother... Doug Ford.
The smart brother.
And again, as Haney pointed out, it's relative. He's the premier of Ontario. A premier is like a governor here in the United States. He was giving a news conference, an outdoor news conference. And he started choking. Why? Because he swallowed a bee. Here you go.
Well, every time I see either one of the Ford brothers, it's always to me like if Chris Farley was in charge.
Yes, that's it. Here you go. Swallowed a bee.
It's coming from the health sector. I just swallowed a bee. This is going to be replayed over and over again. He's wedged in my throat. Sorry, guys. A little bugger got away in there. Oh, I'm okay. He's buzzing in there. Man, he went right down the hatch. Right on. This is a classic, okay? Sorry. Oh, this is a good one. I'm going to be howling tonight watching this tape. I'll be rushing to the hospital to get this bee out of here.
And then Brian Dennehy came in and took the microphone away from him. Said, we're done here, folks.
His brother, what the hell was his name?
Rob? Was it
Rob? Rob Ford.
Yeah, I think.
He was a clone of Chris Farley.
Mm-hmm.
Being that character.
And his brother carries on the truth. Oh, boy. That bugger's.
Wow.
And if it was anybody else, you would be surprised that it happened.
But if it happens to a Ford.
And I saw the headline, and as soon as I saw the name, I'm like, I don't even need to see the video. I can picture this in my head. And that's the first time I've heard of that happening since Samantha sang.
Swallowed a bee?
She had a wasp fly into her mouth while she was singing. And every time, she only had one hit, but every time Casey played it, he felt the need to repeat that story about the wasp. And here she is, young lady, had a wasp fly in her mouth. That terrified me as a kid.
Sure.
The idea of something flying in your mouth.
Yep. This is ridiculous. But I'll read it. And it's a true story. And where else but San Francisco? A store owner in San Francisco was shot. How was he shot? By a man.
Guns aren't allowed there.
Of course not. He was shot by a man using a homemade gun. He was shot by a man using a homemade gun over the fact that his lottery ticket wasn't a winner. The owner had minor injuries, and the suspect has been caught. Here is the shop owner explaining what the gun looked like, this homemade gun.
He have like a balloon in his hand with a pin from the front, and he have a piece of wood, it's almost 1 foot long, and he hit, you know, the balloon with the piece of wood, and a bullet goes out, and it hit my shoulder.
Yeah.
That might have been going a mile and a half an hour.
Yeah, but he was injured.
And I couldn't understand a word that man said.
But you gotta listen
do you know
carefully.
What he said?
Yeah. He had a balloon, and there was a bullet in there, and he used a piece of wood, and the bullet came out.
Okay, I did hear him. I just thought there's no way he said that.
I just have the audio on this, and I don't know a lot of the details about it, but it just seems... This is great audio. I'm going to tell you right now, although it was captured from a cell phone or something, so the quality is not top flight. It was the argument that was going on. And you have to picture in your head, it is not a man striking a woman. It is a woman striking a man who is losing his mind. And that person losing his mind, that man, is an employee for Spirit Airlines. And keep in mind, not a man going after a woman. It's a woman going after an employee of Spirit Airlines, a man. A male Spirit Airlines customer service agent has been suspended after getting into a physical fight with a woman at Dallas-Fort Worth International. It's gone viral. And he, ask yourself, who's the woman here? Because, and he's the employee.
You haven't lost your mind. Don't touch me ever in your life. You touch me first, and then you got in my face. Don't ever invade my personal space.
Get out of my face!
No, I'm not. You're in my personal space.
Hold on, Stan. I think you got your clips.
What are you talking about?
Mixed up. Isn't that Jenna Bush Hager on the Today Show?
No. The Spirit Airlines employee suspended.
Suspended
after,
for what?
After the altercation. Again, I just have the audio on this. Don't you ever.
So, I mean, was he swinging at her, or was he just saying, don't touch me?
I guess she was coming at him. And then it escalated into an altercation.
Ah, that explains it all, that word, altercation. Then you know.
Oh, you're darn right, then you know. What else do I got here, huh? This. Let's go back to San Francisco.
Let's not.
Oh, I don't want to. Again, I'm going to read you the facts as I have them. Interpret as you like, but this is, we shouldn't have to live in a society like this.
Amen.
A thief in San Francisco is leaving notes on cars, trying to get people to send him money via PayPal. Hear what I just said. A thief is putting notes, you know, on the windshield wiper, on cars, basically saying, send some money to my PayPal account or I'm going to steal your car.
Well, I've proven that I can get in.
He will accept.
You don't want your car stolen, do you? No. I'm here to help.
Yes. He will accept PayPal.
Because somebody's getting their car stolen. Make sure it's not you.
Right. He will accept PayPal, Bitcoin, or you can use the Cash App.
So convenient and thoughtful.
So that he doesn't have to steal your car anymore.
Yeah, why are you making him do that?
The flyer says, quote, I don't want to steal anymore, but I still have my bills to pay. Can you help me, please? Here's Marsha Safan talking about how she felt when she found this flyer, this note, on her windshield.
I was actually a little scared, a little rattled. I didn't know if they were going to come back to break into my car or anyone else's car. It was something I had to consider every time I came to work and actually just adjusting the way I parked and where I parked. So it did affect me, and it still does.
Yes, and that'll be years of therapy.
Yes. One more.
It cost that woman her marriage.
It did. Custody of her kids.
Yep.
Again, what times are we living in?
You don't want you.
I don't know, but I'm being reminded of it each and every day, and I say to myself, Stan, there isn't anything else that will surprise you, and then I'm proven wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told you the other day, you think, okay, as bad as things are, there are lines that just aren't crossed. And then somebody stomps right over it.
Here's one of them. I don't care where you live. If you live in a condo complex, you live in an apartment complex, you live in a neighborhood.
A neighborhood where you might have a reasonable expectation of sanity?
Yes. You might live in a gated community. You might live in a freestanding home in a neighborhood. But rest assured, there are going to be people that walk their dog. The dog defecates and they leave it and walk away, and it's in your yard. There's rules no matter where. My ex-wife has a sign in front of her house because there's a dog that keeps walking. Just says, curb your dog and pick up its mess.
Oh, the dog doing that has no idea what he's messing with.
So, there's a guy in Denver who knows darn well his neighbor's dog is crapping in his yard. And he warned him about it. Hey, pick up after your dog.
You think I don't notice?
Instead of doing the right thing, A, the neighborly thing, but also the correct thing of picking up after your dog, this guy, and he probably knew as well, was captured on his neighbor's video camera, his door cam, when he was told, pick up after your dog. Oh, really? I don't have to pick up after my dog. I don't care if the load's in your yard. To prove my point.
Yeah, because once the dog does it there, then it'll start to like that spot.
Well, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you know who else likes it? The owner. I caught him on the cam crapping in his yard.
What?
Yes. So just say I'm your dog, Haney, is crapping in my yard.
Yes.
And I go, hey, Mark, neighbor, that's the third time in a row there's been dog crap in my front yard. And can you at least pick it up so we don't have any more problems with, you know? You, on the other hand, say, how dare that Stan tell me to pick up my dog's crap out of Stan's property? I'll show him. I'll crap in his property. And the camera picked it up.
That's not something you would think would...
But that's why I'm saying each and every day...
A man was walking his dog, comes up here and pulls his shorts down and defecated on our property. I think it's probably retaliation. I just like to think that most people are going to be courteous and respectful and responsible pet owners and clean up after them. But when these kinds of things happen, you end up on the news.
You end up on the news.
Yeah, you do.
TV news.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, your phone calls. Love to hear how your weekend went. We've got some prizes possibly for you. But I also have a doozy from the local beat. It happened in Immokalee. A man was kidnapped by two men, and later a woman became involved, and what they made him do was horrific.
Oh, jeez.
We'll give you the details when we come back. 277-9600, the phone number. We're Stan and Haney.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, I want to give everybody an example of how no matter what we say or what you see, people see things differently. We were talking about the Spirit Airlines male employee that got suspended because he went after a woman, or allegedly a woman went after him. And then in the clip, all you hear is him of, don't you touch me, get your hands off me, and where he was getting all worked up.
Mm-hmm.
One observer, Stan Haney, in reference to the Spirit Airlines employee. Watch the video. He is in the customer's face, does end up tackling her and punching her in the head. Next observer says, find the video. He ended up tackling her. Next comment. I saw the video, and yeah, she hits that man. She hit that man first. The guy wound up in her face and tackling her. He's an employee. But you're not going to convince that person that he isn't, that she's in the wrong. Another one said they both should be arrested. I'm leaving it alone. I won't leave this alone. This is news gold.
News gold.
Yeah, huh? Local beat. And then we'll take your phone calls, 277-9600, 239 area code if you're out of our immediate area. But I saw this, and it's right out our backyard. NBC2 providing us with the information on this, and we thank them. Headline. Trio accused of robbing and beating a man, forcing him to dance in a woman's dress.
What?
Oh, it gets far worse. This it gets far like, worse.
It sounds like something you might be involved in.
Dateline Immokalee. Three suspects have been arrested after allegedly robbing a man of $3,000, beating him, and forcing him to dance in a woman's dress while being filmed. According to
dance for me now.
According to the Collier County Sheriff's Office, on August 9th at around 6 p.m., the victim was walking home on North 3rd Street near 2nd Avenue when he was kidnapped by two men and thrown into an SUV. All right. While they were driving around, the victim said he was pistol whipped, beaten, and even cut with a knife. The man was taken to the home of a man identified as 39-year-old Noah Navarro.
Now, do we know if this guy even knows these people?
I don't know. Well, let's find out. At the home, the victim was beaten, stripped, and robbed. The woman, identified as 37-year-old Betsy DeJesus, then beat the man while threatening to kill him. She forced the man to wear a woman's dress at gunpoint while filming the incident. Jeez.
Having a bad day.
Wow. At one point, the victim heard the trio mention that they had to get rid of him before he died inside the home. According to the report, after the beating, the suspects forced the man back into the SUV and drove to Glades County, where they threw him into the side of an unknown road. And the suspects tried to continue to beat the man at the time, but he ran away to a nearby church where he called 911. The suspects fled the scene after a vehicle was headed in their direction. According to the Collier County Sheriff's Office, the victim was flown to St. Mary's Hospital in West Palm with severe facial swelling. It was revealed that video of the robbery was being shown to the public and that DeJesus planned the crime while allegedly paying $300 to have the crime committed. On August 11th, that was earlier last week, the victim was given a photo lineup of the suspects and identified DeJesus as the person that set him up for the beating and Navarro as a contributor to the beating. The man stated that he knew DeJesus prior to the incident. According to the sheriff's office, on August 12th, a witness identified as 46-year-old Blanca, unpronounceable, as a contributor to the beating of the victim. Deputies arrested all three suspects on felony charges for kidnapping, robbery, and aggravated battery. All three are still in custody. Dance for me now. Dance for me. What the hell? What the hell?
As usual, we don't know the story. We only know the result.
Yes. That is planned out. That is
a financial investment?
Yes.
She wanted that done bad.
Yes. Paid $300 to have it done. And they took $3,000 off him, put him in a woman's dress, filmed it, went public with it. Dance. I'm sure the real thing is a spider web of just mayhem. But you wake up on a Monday morning and you read that and you're going, what the hell?
What I'm going is not what the hell, it's what the hell motivated that woman
that
point.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen just...
No. Willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney?
Oh, man. That is nuts.
Yes. There's a lot of nuts stories today. We got some great prizes. We just want to hear from you. Find out what's on your mind. Get stuff off your chest. Comment, thought. Ask Haney and I for advice. We are, well, we have PhDs in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help you with your decisions of the financial and affairs of the heart. Here's what we have available. We have a hooked up fish market and food truck in San Carlos Park. Great fresh seafood. They'll do the boils for you. Or you can just go to the food truck and they'll make you up a nice sandwich. We have the Pewter Mug down in North Naples. We have Turco Taco. Two locations, Naples and downtown Naples. You want to go to a Mighty Muscles Tuesday night game? Beer, soda, hot dogs, 2-for-1. We have Twisted Fork in Port Charlotte by Burt's Black Widow, Harley Davidson. We have Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. We have Shuckers, Fort Myers Beach. This, you know, and I'm happy to see them back. We have a gift certificate to the Purple Ringer.
Oh, welcome back.
Yeah. The Purple Ringer has been around as long as Haney and I have been in this town. They're the tobacco shop with the hippie flavor.
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
They sure have.
Did you,
I know 277-9600.
I know you mentioned it briefly as far as flipping through the channels. Did you watch any of the fake football?
No. I watched a play, and then I moved on.
You know, it was actually pretty entertaining, and a lot of these games aren't. They started, the Dolphins started their seventh-round rookie quarterback from Kansas State.
Yeah.
And this kid didn't look like this was new to him. And looking at the performance over the weekend of all the guys that were drafted higher, some of them did okay. None of them played the whole game like this kid did and won.
Good for him. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Alex.
Alex, turn your radio down for me, buddy.
Will do.
Thank you, brother. What's on your mind, pal?
Well, I got to tell you, I've been living here 30 years. This is the first time I was able to get on, and I'm just, frankly, I turned my radio down, so I don't know what the subject is. I just wanted to talk to the guys, just thank them for being around for all this.
Well, you're talking to us right now. You got Stan, you got my buddy Haney right over here.
Oh, my God, guys. You know what? You guys have been making my day for years.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
Mission accomplished. You finally got through.
Finally. But, hey, on that last story, though, I'm just dying in the car. That poor guy dancing in a women's dress. Do you think he was, like, maybe the girlfriend thought he was doing drag queen kind of stuff?
I think there's something to get a woman, as Haney pointed out, that mad to the point where she would hire somebody to drag him into her dwelling and put him in a dress and dance for me. Something unbelievable had to have happened to get her to that point.
I mean, you have to feel you have to feel extremely wronged to get to that point.
Well, yeah, but, like, I did 25 years with my first wife, and she went after permanent alimony, right? Seriously, man, dodge that bullet so that your call just made me feel so happy that I didn't have to go dance in the dress.
Things can always be worse.
What can I get you? I'll get you a prize.
Whatever. What kind of prize can I get?
Well, do you want something to eat? I've got Shuckers. I've got Twisted Fork. I've got Turco Taco. I've got Hooked Up Fish Market. I've got...
The Fish Market. Ooh, done. That sounds good, because my beautiful wife, Denise, loves that fish. Yeah, she likes good fish
sandwich.
Now,
how long you been married to the second wife?
10 years, and she's an angel. You know what I did? I found me a good Midwestern girl from Des Moines. She's amazing.
There you go.
She's been around here. Yeah, I did it right this time.
Well, that makes all the difference.
Not knocking the first.
I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm going to send you over to John. He'll get you set up with a Hooked Up Fish Market.
Thank you, guys. And, hey, guys, you guys are really an institution down here, man. Seriously.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling. Hold on.
All right, we got to take a break.
And I'm going to tell you, and I hinted around at this, and you're going to have Haney be able to help you on it. We're going to play a very difficult version of Name That Tune.
I don't know that I can help. This is rough.
Some of them that might be easier than others, but I'm going with all areas of popular music. I will say that they were all hits. But they may not be rock, and may not be. That's not saying all of them are not rock. There might be a few. You're going to get, I think, 6 notes on a piano. First person to correctly identify the song will win a prize. We've got a few of these. And we'll open up the phones. You get it wrong, we're going to move to another caller. But I'll even... We're going to play it, and if Haney knows, I'll let him help you even. And we'll add to the prize list for this game a pair of tickets to Aquatica in Orlando. Water slides, wave pools, tranquil beaches, your own private cabana for the day. It's a great water park in Orlando. We'll add that as one of the prizes, because this is not an easy game. We'll do it when we come back. Stan and Haney.
That's what she said.
96 K-Rock.
Thank you for calling 96 K-Rock. Press 1 for Stan and Haney. Press 2 for Stan and Haney. Press 3 for Stan. Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But as I sensed, you may have heard your cue to call in our 96 Keys of Summer. Caller 9 was grabbed. They've got themselves a key. And who is that person, John?
Our lucky qualifier for today is Joseph from Naples.
Joseph, you got yourself a key. You're in. You're in.
Stop saying that.
What?
Urine.
Not urine. You are in.
But you didn't say that. You said it contracted.
You're in. You're in. And you got a key for the that may start the Indian Scout Bobber 60. More chances to get qualified. You can also register at Stu's, or you can do so online at 96krock.com. You'll have a final chance to qualify on-site at Stu's the day of the giveaway on September 10th. Again, all details at 96krock.com.
See, you forget yourself because there were a lot of kids laughing at you.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Urine.
See, you can't forget those second grade
yeah,
skills.
You can't. You're right. A half hour away, we're going to jump into the Wayback Machine, take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. We're going to start at the bottom and give you the first five on American Top 40, 40 through 36.
Yeah, statistics show that we, as a show, are extremely popular with newborns and pre-K
yep.
and extremely elderly.
Yeah, that's where we fall in somehow. Oh, with the way back, and I want to get this cleared up. John, are you intending to give us fun facts, or would you like, last week I didn't, 2 weeks ago you got caught off guard.
Bad resources.
And bad, do you want to give fun facts today?
I'm hesitant after he pronounced Bob Seger.
Yeah, I know.
How about, could I do one just to try it out? And if I bomb in that one, we'll just say that I have bad resources.
Yeah, we can, yes. Okay. I think our first selection, you will either sink or swim on it. I think you will. Our first selection.
Wait, that doesn't make me feel good at all.
What are you talking about? You want one? I'm going to give you one. It's going to be our first selection.
Hold on a second. Is because I don't want you to do it.
Right.
Is Stan here to make you feel good?
Thank you, Annie.
My resources say he's dead. Hold on.
Am I here to make you feel good?
Is that Stan's job?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. We've got that established.
I didn't want you to do it.
I appreciate that so much, Annie, because I would have gone on to say you're here to perform your job duties, which is a function.
And last time I checked.
Last time I checked, I'm not here to make you feel good. See, if you left it to me, I would have said that.
And that would have cut.
Yes. But you nipped it right off the bat.
Yep.
And I appreciate that.
Safety first.
Yep. Am I here to make you feel good? I don't think that is my job. Let's take a look at traffic. All right, so we'll try it with the first one.
Maybe I shouldn't have interfered.
We'll try it with the first one. That's coming up. Traffic is coming up right now, and it's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three.
You know exactly.
Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
See, you just planned that all out in your head. You let it play out.
I'm hands off. A couple of things on the board. Hopefully they're in the clearing stages. Fort Myers got a crash. Summerlin Road in College Parkway and in Lehigh Acres a crash. Lee Boulevard and Gunnery Road. And we will have another traffic update for you in about 20, 25 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, It'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines for you right now, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We will have the details about some weirdo in San Francisco who threatens to steal your car unless you go ahead and just pay him through PayPal or other helpful apps.
Bitcoin.
Yep. If you are any kind of a rocker and you're not still wet behind the ears... If you've actually rocked
and rocked hard.
Yeah. Then you know a little something about ringing in the ears.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as long as I can remember, they can diagnose you with the old tinnitus. Mm-hmm. But then they will say, there is no cure for that. That's permanent damage.
I've heard that.
Researchers in New Zealand say not necessarily.
Oh. Details in less than an hour on that one for all you ear ringers.
If you're that particular brand of hothead that says frequently when people are telling you to let things go, it's the damn principle of the thing.
Yeah.
Then get ready to meet your new hero. And finally, I'm aware that there are people out there that don't believe in God. But that doesn't mean he doesn't believe in you.
Correct.
Guy thought it'd be a great idea to rob a church and got sprayed by a skunk and arrested.
But that should be to tip you off.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, you gotta have a little laughter these days. And that's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
We just told you about the guy that decided to rob a church.
Mm-hmm.
And that you may not believe in God, but that doesn't stop him from believing in you. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs there is a God.
Top signs there is a God.
Maury recently revealed you are not the father. You realize your McDonald's fries are piping hot.
See, it's the little things.
Yep. Turns out your social security number isn't on a single document at Mar-a-Lago. You told your little girl her goldfish swam back to the ocean and she believed you.
Yeah. You gotta hope for those things.
The guy who bullied you in school just rung you up at the pretzel store. The woman just about to board your flight with the shrieking infant keeps walking to the next gate.
Isn't that there is a God.
And finally, the very top other sign, there is a God.
Yes.
Your girlfriend's cat ran away.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email.
Ahoy. What?
Why is it with you? What is it with you? That's 3 days in a row. You could have had it perfectly.
I think that he's under the impression that you are here to make him feel good.
Well, look, am I here to make you feel good?
Not at all, no.
Well, you want to explain this?
This is the computer we're trying to replace.
But you have to be hitting it way early.
Yeah.
See, no, hold on, because I got through to him because the first part was perfect.
Yeah, for 3 days it was perfect.
With Elvis has left the building, that's it, baby. Then you wait for Stan to say the full email address.
I understand that when I did those, I actually hit them early because there was a little delay and I expected the delay to continue. And it did not.
Okay, so you're trying to anticipate and get around mechanical failures.
I apologize for assuming.
Okay, I don't buy it. But then again, I'm not here to make you feel good.
Is that clear at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. See, perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Right on. Well done.
I thought with someone of the past not being a part of the show anymore, it would stop this woman, JR, from calling us dicks. But no. Ahoy, my haggard hooligans. I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me ever since the little cream puff rolled out the door. Just know, I've been here, listening, and I love the new producer. That little try-hard. Did he really steal an ambulance? Because you know what? I stole a cop car once. But don't worry about it. The cop is my husband, and we were out of milk. Signed, your always lovely JR, Dix. Hey, what did I tell you about that one? Never. I want you to erase that one. Just erase it. People still wanting to answer our question of the week. Teacher in school that you'll, no matter what the reason was, you always will remember. This is from Johnny. Hey guys, in the 1960s, I had a new phys ed teacher, Mr. Quinn, who was a state bodybuilding champion. He changed classes from dodgeball to boot camp activities. He also supervised lunch and pointed out all the bad stuff we had. To this day, I make all lunches nutritiously. Signed, Johnny.
Thanks, Coach. I don't get this with people calling their phys ed teachers Mr. It was always Coach.
No, it was Mr. Here's the difference. There were some we had in middle school and high school, three PE teachers that I knew of. Two of them were coaches. One was the coach of the varsity baseball team. The other, the maroon balloon, was the coach of the soccer and baseball team. And the other one was the basketball team. We called them Coach. But there was another PE teacher that did nothing but just do PE, and that
was
Mr.
You know what? You're right. most of them were coaches. Now
yes.
that I think about it, there was only one that was a mister, and I'll never forget him.
And he was a PE.
You know what his name was?
What?
Name was Mr. Pafunda.
Yeah, Pafunda.
See, you know how
there's
you,
the difference.
And you know how you knew it was Mr.
How's
Pafunda?
That?
Because he got a shiny head, like a shiny coin. I'm Mr. Pafunda. And that's not funny. Who's laughing?
And he was a coach of no team. He
no,
was just a PE teacher.
He was just Mr. Pafunda.
The Guardian wanted to answer our question of the week about a teacher. Now, we got to go way back for this, but here's what he had to say. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I remember a teacher that I had in 1963. Her name was Mrs. Sanger. She was a very nice teacher.
She went on to found Planned Parenthood.
Yep. I really messed up. It was the day President Kennedy got assassinated, and they gathered everyone to watch the news to see what was going on. Now, that day, she came in, and she had a black eye. Jeez. Her husband was very tall, and she was very short. Like, here's something that, again, is dated. Like Mutton Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Ma and Pa Kettle.
Yeah. Jeez, Guardian. Anyway, when we were standing in line to watch the newscast, one of my friends asked me what happened to her eye. I, being a smartass, said her husband hit her in the eye with his love rocket. And unfortunately, she heard me.
Oh,
boy, did I get in trouble. And it completely ruined the rest of the year.
I bet.
Now, I have another teacher story that happened when I was a senior in high school. I had an English teacher who despised athletes. She thought students like me were given special privileges. She hated me, and the feeling was mutual. She was so hard on me that many times she sent me to talk to the dean of students. Now, his advice to me was, quote, "You only have a few months until you graduate, so just behave." Of course, being a smartass, I had to spout off at him and tell him exactly how I felt about that bitch. To this day, I harbor hatred for her.
Jeez. That's a long time.
You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
How do you think America would have responded in 1963 if instead of Dallas... We are showing you live pictures now, the Kennedy compound.
Yeah, oh, they'd lose their mind. Can you imagine somebody raiding Hyannisport? Wayback Machine is next.
I'll bet you there's still stuff there.
And there was a lot of stuff there. Generations worth of stuff. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Just about any nice day, you'll find people in almost any park enjoying
Stan and Haney.
They're fun. Sold separately from Wham-O.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news in about 25, 30 minutes. We're going to jump into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. We're going to tell you where we're going. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Got one thing on the board, and it's down in Collier County, Naples. And it is a crash. And this is And I actually had John help me. I said, what are they saying here? What road is this? And then it makes perfect sense. Crash the 2500 block of Seashells Drive. How do they spell seashells? S-E-Y-C-H-E-L-L-E-S.
Oh, that's named for the Seychelles Islands.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Seychelles.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
You told me your job is to always make the host look... Sorry. And you are up to date. Thank you, Haney.
Those are islands.
Thank you. We do this every Monday here on the Stan and Haney Show. We take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. Let's find out where we're going today as we look at the bottom of American Top 40, 40 through 36.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year...
This week in 1976.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced
some of them.
To it not so long ago. Now let's
live it up
again with Stan and Haney. Number 40. Here we are, me and you.
Does anybody remember this? Lady Flash, Street Singing. There is some interesting fun facts with this one.
Oh, there's tons.
There are tons of fun facts with Lady Flash and Street Singing.
With the future looking bright.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
And here with a fun fact is John.
My computer's frozen.
Haney?
Stan? If Lady Flash sounds familiar to you, but you can't quite place it, Lady Flash were the background singers for Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow wrote this song. He also produced the song, co-produced, with a guest on this show, Mr. Ron Dante.
Really?
Hit on the RSO label.
Number 40 this week in 1976. Lady Flash. Coming in at number 39 this week in 1976. Daryl Hall and John Oates. I think both of them sing on this song too. And when they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think they both chose this song because they both sing. She's Gone, Hall & Oates. And yes, they were around in the 70s. Not just all the hits of the 80s.
Should we give him another chance there?
Well, he's chomping at the bit. Go ahead.
There is a Hall & Oates hotline that you can call 24 hours a day called Call & Oates, where you can basically call for your favorite song anytime you want. And now, back to the music.
What number is that?
Yeah, what number is that?
Well, all right, it's 719-266-2837 is the Call & Oates hotline.
Yeah, I want you to try that.
And what happens when you call it?
Yeah. Try it. See, they're both singing on this. Daryl Hall usually winds up singing everything.
Mumbling underneath their breath. I need a drink and a quick decision.
And then somebody at some point said,
John,
please.
Daryl's singing. She's gone, oh, what went wrong? Look, John, your harmonies are A+.
Yeah, A+.
Okay, but I think we need to let Daryl step out.
We need to focus on one.
Now we've lost the producer. He's on the phone with
talking to somebody. What the?
I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't give people these numbers. This hasn't been active for years.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a private number.
Either that or he's got Hall or Oates on the phone.
Yeah, one or the other. It's a private number, isn't it?
No, it does work. It gets up to number 4, which was cut off, and then it says that there was a problem. But it did say... One-on-one is press 1, rich girl press 2, man-eaters press 3, and then 4 gets cut off.
Cut off?
They hang up on you?
It's a British accent. I'm pretty sure it just goes to some lady's house that sits there and waits to play you Hall & Oates songs.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Write that number down. I'll call it after this segment. I'll call it live on the air.
So your theory is that the phone rings and some lady waits to see which number you're going to press and then drops a needle on a record?
Kind of like movie phone on Seinfeld?
I never saw that show. I don't get the reference.
Never watched an episode. That's Hall & Oates back in 1976 with She's Gone. Coming in at number 38, a friend of ours.
I am such a fan.
Later becoming a congressman, but was the leader of Orleans. Talking about John Hall, and still the one.
Man's never put out a bad record.
No.
Outstanding.
Reimagined this song that he wrote, and it has a whole different feel to it.
And he put out a solo record in the very early 80s that was criminally underrated. It was awesome.
music went into politics.
We're going to talk about an interesting life.
Yeah.
And I love his guitar work. What sweet harmony.
Yep. It's beautiful. And it made a lot of money off of this song thanks to the ABC Television Network, who for a couple of years used this as their fall preview music.
Yep. It'd be a quick cutting, and then it'd be Howard Cosell waving at
yep,
you.
Yep, still the one, and Howard would wave at you, Frank. Couple of the TV stars, Tony Danza.
What part was he playing?
Tony.
Oh, I remember, yeah. It was years later that he played Tony.
Correct.
But back then he was playing Tony.
Yeah, just Tony. The character of Tony.
Right. Completely different character.
Right. Then the next season when he was star of the Tony Danza show playing Tony.
Yes. And then I think he had a song, another show where it was Tony exclamation point.
Yes. This all came after Taxi, where he played Tony.
Yeah. This was long after he'd left the character of Tony
right.
behind and went on to play Tony. I don't remember which was first, Tony or the Tony Danza show.
And then he did that other show with, what was it, Too Close for Comfort? What was the one where he was, and they had the little girl and
he played Tony?
Yeah, he played Tony.
Yeah. Uncle Tony, that
No, he was the dad. Tony.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Man, I got my wires crossed. I could have sworn it was Tony.
Coming in at number 37 this week in 1976. Oh, yeah. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Getaway.
Oh, stretch it out, boys. Book Earth, Wind, and Fire? Okay. How big's your stage? Oh, you mean, how large is the venue? No. We need to find out if your stage is big enough.
To handle 63 musicians.
Yeah, there are 20 that are in the band, and then their backups, there's about 40 of them. That's the Stan and Haney difference.
This one, John?
When you're searching them online, Wikipedia is not the first one to bring them up. It's the Encyclopedia Britannica, because technically, they're going to be going down as one of the most commercially successful acts in history, and Britannica comes up first. I'm going to find that as a reliable source.
Yeah, it is. Now it's time to let the music do the talking.
Oh, I thought it was now back to the music.
Either one.
No, back to the music.
And we'll let the music do the talking.
I noticed you getting prepared there.
Course.
Good on you.
Yes, sir. That is number 37, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Getaway. And the last one we're going to take a look at today.
Another friend.
A friend of the show's.
Tether of off, we're going to tether of off the mother sucker. Tether of off the sucker. Tether of off, we're going to tether of off the mother sucker.
Tear the roof off the sucker.
Yo, this is George Dr. Funkenstein Clinton, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock. They do the dog, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Stan and Haney, difference, mother.
Yo, this is George Dr. Funkenstein Clinton. K-Rock. They do the dog, y'all.
Song in the land this week in 1976 was Elton John and Kiki B.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Mark Haney and the News is next.
Battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Monday afternoon, a lot of you on Southwest Florida roadways trying to make your way home. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home, including some road watchers, because we don't see everything that comes in. Our best eyes are people on the road that are seeing it firsthand. And so we've got some traffic. We've got some road watchers that are contributing to it. We appreciate that. Mark Haney and the news coming up in just seconds. But first, traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Let me first tell you what I'm seeing road watchers texting in within the last 30 minutes or so. This one, in case you guys want to put this out there, there is an upside-down car in the middle of Del Prado, southbound, in front of the Sakura Japanese Steakhouse.
That
traffic,
is odd.
Traffic is at a standstill.
I don't think that's normal.
No, it is not. And also, getting a report that 75 is backed up from Immokalee Road to Bonita Beach Road.
Oh, you don't say.
So, surprise, surprise.
Which direction?
All?
All. From, so I would assume northbound, Immokalee Road to Bonita Beach Road. We also have North Fort Myers crash, Cleveland Avenue and Stockton Street. Fort Myers hit and run crash, 15,000 block of New Hampshire Court. And one more for you, Fort Myers crash, Beacon Boulevard and Trailwinds Drive. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, August 15th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
And I feel I didn't feel I had to do this, but when one of our own supervisors in the building say, "Oh, you do the news, what is double M? What is, I don't even know what you're talking about." And I'm saying, well, maybe we need a refresher course. That's the year in Roman numerals. And every year when the calendar changes, we take a look at the new Roman numerals. And double M, double X, double I is 2022.
Jeez. In the building.
In the building.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're doing. What is that?
Huh. What are you, stupid?
Yeah. What are you, thick?
Time now for things you didn't know. Earlier today, you heard Stan repeat the word urine, yeah, over and over and over,
urine,
again.
Urine. You're in. Urine.
Well, if you're a fan of that, you might enjoy knowing this. The official unit of measurement for 1 million years is a mega anus.
What?
Mega anus.
Say that to me again. What is it? What is a mega?
Mega annus.
What is?
The official unit of measurement for 1 million years.
Is a mega annus?
Yeah.
Thank you, Haney.
Every single Snickers bar except for Fun Size.
And there's nothing fun about them.
Other than those, every single Snickers bar, your regular size, they're made in Waco, Texas.
Right on.
And that's not their only claim to fame at that facility. The same plant produces all Starbursts in North America.
Huh.
Right there in Waco, Texas.
Yeah. I just, Snickers is one of my favorite candy bars of all time. And I don't know. I was an inquisitive kid, and I just remember Snickers used to have a commercial on. This had to be in the early 70s, of one of the old style baseball park vendors. And he would be yelling, "Peanuts, get your peanuts, peanuts." And the guy in the stand would say, "Yeah, I want some peanuts." And he'd throw him a bag of peanuts. And then as it was flying through the air, it turned into a Snickers bar. And he always reminded you, there's a fistful of peanuts in every bar. And it sold me.
What am I supposed to do? Just ignore nougat?
It stuck with me. And I remember as a kid, how can I get the peanuts out of the Snickers bar and find out if it is in fact a full fistful in Stan's little hands of peanuts?
I always wondered why more things weren't made with nougat.
Well, your nougat, that's your Three Musketeers.
It seems like it's only Snickers. No, there's nougat.
No, there's Three Musketeers is all nougat.
But what is nougat?
Do keep doing that. I'm going to look up what nougat is. Well, you know what? I got a producer. What is nougat? Find out what is. I think it's a marshmallow type of sticky substance. Nougat.
But I remember it bothered me, those commercials, because it seemed like everybody knows what nougat is.
What nougat is.
With peanuts and nougat.
Yeah, what's nougat?
It is a family of confections made with sugar, honey, roasted nuts, whipped egg whites, and sometimes chopped candied fruit.
Huh. That's nougat, Haney. I don't know that that's all included in a Snickers or Three Musketeers.
Well, I think there's a lot of optional ingredients
right.
You read off
we,
there.
I think we that's just basic nougat is what we get in a Snickers.
You want to know what the nougat is in Snickers?
Yeah.
If that's available.
Yeah. There's whipped egg whites, corn syrup, salt, sugar. At this point, the same nougat is used... Milky Way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Milky Way.
That's
is
what
a,
you said.
Milky Way is a Snickers without the peanuts.
Yeah.
That's just caramel and nougat. A Three Musketeers is all nougat.
Yeah. A nougat that really satisfies.
It does. Thank you. Nougat.
You know, it's a fun word, isn't it?
It sure is. And hey, what is it?
What's up there, nougat?
Yep.
Shut up. What did you call him?
Call him a nougat.
Well, that's not bad.
No.
No, tell him to stop.
It means you're sweet.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong gets a lot of heat for making a bunch of bomb movies.
I don't mind his movies.
Well, I think people got mad at him when it became apparent that as soon as you saw his name on the movie, you didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but you had a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you did.
and his movies depend on you being surprised, so people get mad. Well, he gets the last laugh. People may not have appreciated them. All but one of his movies have been profitable.
I believe it.
The only movie he ever made that actually lost money, and it only happened once, was his very first movie, Wide Awake, in 1998.
I believe it.
Everything else has made money. You know, we discuss a lot of important things on this show.
We do.
And every once in a while, we will receive a text, email, phone call of someone who simply wants to say, not necessarily.
Yeah, you can have an expert on giving you the details and a formula of something, and this...
You can be talking to a man who walked on the moon and tells you what it's like, and somebody will say, not necessarily.
God!
Well, it turns out there's a word for them.
Oh, really?
It's ultra... Crepidarian.
Oh, I thought F-stick.
commonly substituted.
But what's the real name?
Ultra-crepidarian. That is the word for someone giving an opinion on something they know nothing about.
Yeah.
Someone who criticizes, judges, or gives advice outside their expertise. And it usually starts with, not necessarily.
Shut up.
You couldn't pay me to go to San Francisco at
you
this
would
point.
You and me, both.
And... a once great city continues to deteriorate. I guess things like this are commonplace out there. Someone in San Francisco posted a photo of a flyer they found on their windshield that basically says, pay me so I don't have to rob you. It said, quote, I don't want to steal anymore, but I still have bills to pay. Can you help me, please? And it was a very well put together flyer. It gives you several ways to pay, including PayPal, Cash App, even Bitcoin.
Yeah. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
He's going out of his way here to make it easy
for
you. The local TV news found out about it, and it turned out that same note has been left on a bunch of cars around the University of San Francisco lately. One woman who works in the area said that she was worried that the person might come back and do things to her car if she didn't pay, but she decided not to.
Good.
But admits she knows at least one of her coworkers did send this person money.
Jeez.
San Francisco police say it's the first time they've seen this particular tactic used. Well, they need a new police department because it's been around a long time. Maybe you would recognize it if I put it this way. You got a beautiful dry cleaning establishment here, but it's in a dangerous neighborhood. It'd be a shame anything were to happen to it.
Yeah, it's called protection money.
Yeah, well, I mean, now that you ask, I could help out.
Yeah, make sure nothing happens.
You know, just keep an eye on it for you. Peace of mind. Never seen anything like this before. Come on! In a moment.
And now, back to Haney's News.
On the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, listen up. Even if your hearing isn't great, especially if your hearing isn't great, listen up.
What?
If you are a rocker of any repute, if you've spent your life rocking, then you are familiar with the phenomenon of ringing in your ears. It's what doctors call tinnitus. And although a doctor will diagnose you with that, they will tell you there is no cure and really nothing you can do about it.
I've heard that.
What? Researchers in New Zealand came up with a new smartphone therapy that they claim can get rid of chronic tinnitus in 3 months. They are waiting on FDA approval. So in their opinion, they've finished with the product. It works, wow, according to them. And that's all they're waiting for is the FDA approval. And say if it goes smoothly, they could release an app that would be available in about 6 months.
We'll see.
If true.
If true.
That would be something.
Yes, it would be.
Well, we've dealt with the not necessarilys today. What about that particular brand of hothead that refuses to calm down over something silly? Because it's the principle of the thing, damn it.
Principle. It's just, you all right? It's the principle of it.
Now, what usually happens is, in the moment, the hothead will be willing to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. That's within minutes of the incident happening. I don't want to hear that. I'll do whatever it takes. And then they run out of gas and forget about it. But we found that rare person that actually means it on principle. And if that sounds like you, and you like to fight things on principle, meet your new hero. A 66-year-old lawyer in India has just won a lawsuit he filed 22 years ago. The amount of money involved? 25 cents.
It's not the money, Haney.
It's the principle. Back in 1999, boy, that's a long time ago. Where were we then?
Sitting right here.
Back in 1999, he bought two train tickets for a short trip through northern India. Combined, they cost 70 rupees, or about 88 cents. To pay for it, he gave the train station cashier a 100 rupee note, and they had the nerve to shortchange him. They had no idea what they were doing.
Know who they were playing with.
He only got 10 rupees back when they should have given him 30. But when he told the cashier, they didn't take him seriously and refused to give him the rest of his change. So he did the only thing he could do.
He took it to the highest court in the land.
He sued the train company for 20 rupees, or approximately a quarter.
Yeah.
Over the past 22 years, he has personally attended over 120 court hearings over this. His family begged him for years.
Oh, no.
To just let it go.
No.
Drop
no.
it.
No.
He refused. And a judge finally ruled in his favor. Can you imagine the emotion that man must have gone through?
Pure joy.
And it got even better. He's getting his 25 cents.
Darn right.
Plus 12% interest a year. Huh? Makes sense now, family?
A lot of years.
So that's a whopping $3.03.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, who's laughing now?
They'll learn their lesson. They thought they were only out a quarter. They're out $3.
Yeah. How do you like them apples?
And in addition, he did it even better than that. The judge also ordered the company to pay him $188 in fines. So a 22-year-old legal battle over a quarter, he ends up with $190.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, family holding intervention.
Oh, yeah.
And now he gets to say I was right, and they don't like him anymore.
Told you.
Yeah, but they don't like him anymore.
No, I don't know that. These are sacrifices.
What are you going to do now that you have your quarter? Bill. You may not believe in God, but that's okay, because God believes in you.
That's right.
A 28-year-old man named Grant Simonson, was caught breaking into the Church of the Nazarene in Deer Park, Washington, earlier this month. Somebody noticed him walking around inside on a surveillance camera and called the police. The caller explained the man had a flashlight and seemed to be looking over the church's audio system. He was also wearing a mask, and we're just going to guess it wasn't for COVID-19 precautions. The police arrived and caught him in the act. Now, he gave it up when the police showed up. He knew he was caught. But while he was being arrested, in the process of being arrested, a skunk jumped into an open window and sprayed him specifically.
Yep. A little squirteroo.
He was taken into custody, charged with second-degree burglary. He did try to talk his way out of it and said, oh, why was I in the church alone with a flashlight in the dark? Just curious.
Sure.
Yeah.
Skunk was curious, too.
Yep. And that's the news for today, Monday, August 15th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Whether you're at home or on the go, listen to 96K Rock on Odyssey. On your smartphone, Roku, LG Smart TV, Waze, and more.
That's Odyssey. Audacy.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Monday with us. Sean Roberts coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Very quickly, both in Fort Myers, got a crash, Palm Boulevard and Cartagena Avenue.
Cartagena.
Is that Cartagena? There's no H. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's pronounced that
no,
way.
Cartagena.
Cartagena. Like Cartagena, Colombia.
No, that ain't it.
It's not like
that's not it.
Seashells?
Not necessarily.
Cartagena.
Fort Myers crash, 3100 block of Broadway. And you are up to date. No H.
There is
Cartagena.
No H. There is no H.
Not in Cartagena?
Yeah, there's
no,
not.
There's an H.
No, there's not.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A neighborhood blows up into screaming and shouting.
I noticed it was an argument between two sets of people. So I pulled out my camera. I stood off to the side and recorded the argument.
The girls on the ground claim the ones on the balcony attacked their friend.
They were taunting them to come outside and fight.
Only the group upstairs isn't coming down. So it's just a lot of noise in the hood.
This type of thing goes on every day. It's always the same thing, but then again, it's always something different.
But later, the balcony crew hits the streets.
Yeah, they came deep down.
To pay the first group a little visit.
Yeah, they came deep in a bitch.
Seething with anger, both sides hurl insults. A girl in pink tries to keep it civil. But when she gets slapped, any semblance of civility
disappears.
Oh, no,
disappears. You didn't.
Oh, hell no.
What went through my mind when they started fighting was, here we go. It was total chaos. It was just crazy.
Even after losing her weave, the feisty gal keeps battling. Then things get really hairy.
Oh.
When one scrapper pulls out a blade. Luckily, the brawlers come to their senses and back away from each other. A war of words may annoy the neighbors, but knuckles and knives turn this street into pure chaos.
Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
I have anxiety issues, okay? I don't like to fly. All it takes to scare me on an airplane is to hear this. This is the captain. I hate that guy. Does he need to say who he is? We know. Who else would it be? You're never going to hear, this is Steve. I'm in seat 18C, and just thought I'd check in on everybody. This movie sucks, right? And I never get that smooth flight. I always get this flight. It's the worst when it's a short flight. Like, you got to be kidding me, right? I'm going to die on my way from Cincinnati to Columbus? I could have jogged it. And who's always sitting next to me on that flight? Johnny Relaxed, right here, right? The guy I wish I could be. I look over. He's, like, reading the sports page through a hailstorm. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, how are you reading? I'm looking out the window trying to steer us with my mind.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. the weekend is past for most people. They've just dealt with their Monday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hope you had a good weekend. That would have been okay to say at, you know.
Should I tell them?
9 o'clock. But now it doesn't matter. Your day's well into Monday, and I hope you're surviving a Monday. Thank you.
I absolutely hate it when this happens. And you only found out about it late last week. But all through last week, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either, Haney.
I was convinced we had today off. And then I think it was Thursday or Friday, I just in passing said, so we're off, right, Stan? We're all set up for Monday. We got the best of ready. And you look at me like I got three heads.
Yep.
And you were actually very patient. You, instead of yelling, which would be your first instinct, you paused and said, all right, Haney.
Mm-hmm.
And why would we have Monday off? What day would that be? I said, I don't know, Labor Day or something. Mm-hmm. No, that.
Labor Day is next month.
But I went through all last week thinking we had today off.
I know you did. I know you did.
And when I found out we didn't, it crushed me.
I know, and I don't know where you got that in your head.
And it wasn't like guessing. I was convinced.
And I'll show you how convinced he was. He says it kind of like, I was a little confused about it. No, Haney was adamant.
Oh, I made plans around the fact that I had Monday off.
He's looking at the calendar. And I'm sitting here just, we're going to be on in 30 seconds, Haney. And he looks at me and he says, so we're all set for Monday. And I said,
not a doubt in my mind.
I said, set for Monday? Yeah, Labor Day. I said, Labor Day is next month. No, it's not. We're off on Monday. I said, unless they suddenly changed holidays, it's a regular day.
I don't know if it something in a dream or
it had to have been. Now I'm going to tell you now.
You
we do have Labor Day off, but that's next month.
But you know me well enough to know that this wasn't anything I was wishy-washy about.
No, you
I was convinced
set on it. Like, this is a Monday off because it's a holiday. And I'm, like, looking at you going, what are you talking about?
That's even worse than thinking today's Tuesday.
It is. That's pushing the week along. You're taking out a whole day in the week for, you know, an extra 3-day weekend. What? No, it's not. How early next month is Labor Day. In September. That's
right.
That signals fall. We're still in the shank of summer.
Well, maybe it's because
less than a month ago you were on vacation.
Maybe it's because it's fake football season.
My wife doesn't understand sports. I mean, she watches it because I watch it and it's on. And so she begins to pick up a few things.
And she pretends to be somewhat amused.
No, she just sits quietly.
She doesn't complain, though.
No. And so I had over the weekend, because we're in August. I was watching the Yankees-Red Sox. But I saw
the boys of summer.
Correct. But I saw on the grid the preseason game with the Dolphins and the Bucks was on at the same time. So she's sitting there, and I'm watching the Yankees and Red Sox, and she's thinking nothing of it. She knows it's summertime. I love the Yankees. And I said, you want to see something? Thinking that I was going to change the channel to some Lifetime thing. I said, you want to see something on the TV? Yes. What? I said, watch this. And I hit a recall to go to where the game was. She looks at the screen. She goes, is this live? I said, yeah. I said, football.
Because there's always the chance Stan might be watching a game from 75.
Oh, of course. She goes, football? I said, yeah, preseason's underway now. I said, you realize that come the 1st of September, they're playing. That's just a few weeks away. These are preseason games, which the fans are paying full price for.
Oh, this is when they make their money. Yeah.
Yes. Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.